Yeah. So when Groundhog Day was going viral, basically, like, all of these doors opened up very quickly for, like, sessions and label talks and publishing talks, and it was everything I wanted, but it was, like, overwhelming in the way it was happening. And, you know, when you're doing a session, like, I've learned now my limit is 3 a week, but I was doing 2 a day at that time and getting burnt out. And I was talking to my mom, and I was saying, like, you know, everything I want, have ever wanted is happening, but I don't feel as happy as I expect to. And she was like, that's a little ungrateful of you. And I was like, no, it's not that I'm ungrateful. It's like, let me just find this word for, like, you know, happy but you don't want to die. I didn't know how to explain it. And then I was driving, and the beginning of the chorus came to me, and then I took a little voice memo dangerously while I was driving. And from there, I came home, and I wrote the first verse and chorus, like, pretty quickly, brought it into a session the next day, and finished it with my co-writers and co-producers.